Good morning. Another warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, with temperatures largely back into the 60s this early morning. All of the thunderstorm action from yesterday diminished overnight, and we're left with a dry start to the day, although a bit sticky. We'll continue with the hazy sunshine through the morning hours before another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms develop by late morning and into the early part of the afternoon, and these will extend into the evening hours for some places. A ripple of energy at the jet stream level will be moving through, igniting the showers and thunderstorms in the heat and humidity. Those places that see thunderstorms will make it into the middle to upper 80s before the thunderstorms cool things down a bit. Other places that hold off longer and don't see any thunderstorm action should top out in the upper 80s and lower 90s. The action, like yesterday, will die out after sunset, and we'll have partly cloudy skies overnight. It'll be another warm and muggy night with areas of fog and temperatures back into the 60s. We'll repeat the process again tomorrow with hazy sun, warm to hot, and humid weather. Another ripple of energy will ignite another round of showers and thunderstorms for some places in the afternoon, and temperatures will top out in the upper 80s once again. A more robust area of energy and a low pressure wave will head our way for later on in the week from the Great Lakes here into the Northeast. This will bring more clouds our way on Thursday and Friday, and an increased chance at more showers and thunderstorms for a larger portion of the day. It'll still be humid, but with the extensive cloud cover, temperatures will be held back a bit and stay in the lower to middle 80s. On Saturday and Sunday, while this system will have passed through, we still have some wind energy left in the atmosphere that could touch off a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms for both Saturday and Sunday, and highs will stay in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Upper Mississippi Valley, Southern Great Lakes, Northern Ohio Valley, and Northern Plains. There is also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of northern New York and northern New England today. Surface dew points are forecast to be in the upper 60s and lower 70s, with moderate to strong instability developing during the afternoon in the plains. The large warm sector, combined with a trough of low pressure and a well-focused low-level jet stream, may result in a severe weather event across parts of the region. Several models suggest a linear mesoscale convective system will organize and move east-southeastward across southern Minnesota, northeastern Iowa, southern Wisconsin, and northern Illinois. If this verifies, then an enhanced severe weather threat should develop during the latter stages of the afternoon and into the evening. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Tampa, Florida at 8:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Serbia, Montenegro, at 12 noon Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 55 degrees, with a northwest wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, hazy sun and clouds, 65 degrees, the dew point 63, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.95 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with scattered thunderstorms in the lower 90s, Boston hazy sun, scattered thunderstorms in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 92 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 80, that's 10 degrees above normal. 0.19 of an inch of rain in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 5.59 inches, which is 2.53 inches above normal, and 20.33 inches for the year, which is 2.49 inches above normal. There were 15 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 79, that's 3 below normal, and 128 for the season, which is 16 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59, the record high, 95, set in 1898, and the record low, 45, in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, very warm and humid today with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with patchy dense fog and lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, hot and humid today with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with patchy dense fog and lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, very warm and humid today with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with patchy dense fog and lows in the mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, very warm and humid today with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with patchy dense fog and lows in the mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot and humid today, scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with patchy dense fog and lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, very warm and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s. Mid-80s on Thursday and Friday with mostly cloudy skies and a better chance at more showers and thunderstorms. Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny with scattered showers and storms, lower to mid-80s, and lower 80s on Monday with another chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.